Now it's time for the wake them up workout. In the last section, we just covered how to start your day on fire, which is really a mental, getting your mental approach to the day going and getting your intention clear and energizing your body and getting your brain working at an optimum level. The wake them up workout finishes your morning off. You know, the importance of starting your day off correct while you're going through a really stressful period like a divorce has never been more important. And there are two ways of setting the mood for the day. One is mental and one is physical. By first starting your morning with the start your day on fire routine, that's what gets you mentally focused and mentally alert and ready to go. And then you finish your morning off with the wake 'em up workout, which physically gets you charged up and gives you the vitality, the physical vitality to make it through a long day. And by doing this every single day, you really start to feel in charge of your physical body as well as your life. You know, the stress of divorce is not always in the forefront of your mind, but it's operating 24/7 in the background, draining the needed vitality both mentally and physically. So by doing this routine, and especially the physical part of the routine, which is the middle part called the five rights, you really revitalize your body and on so many different levels. You feel it right away. And it's the one routine that I have given out over the years that people will come in 2, 3, 5, 7 years later and I'll ask them how they're doing. They're saying, I do great. I'm still doing the five rights because it's just something, it's simple to do and yet it has such a profound effect on you physically and mentally. And then last, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you something that, again, reintegrates the brain and the physical body all at the same time. So you have the start your day on fire, which is the mental and setting your intention. You've got the wake 'em up workout, which is the physical and the emotional. And now you're going to take and finish off with an exercise that integrates all of that together and is one final push for the rest of the day. So let's get going. I'm going to talk about the first and the last exercises together because they work together and they both work beautifully with the five rights. So the first and the last one are called the hookup and the cross crawl. The hookup is really, some people consider it neurological repatterning, and it's also something that is used now in schools. It comes from a discipline called brain gym. And there are a lot of really great exercises in brain gym. This one in particular, though, works well in this series. And I've been using these exercises for years. So the first thing you want to do, and you can do this sitting or standing or lying down, is you want to take and cross one ankle over the other. So just for the sake of teaching, I'm going to tell you, take and cross your right ankle over the left. And then I want you to stick your arms out in front of you, palms down. And I want you to take your left wrist over the right, so it's opposites. And then I want you to turn your hands, your thumbs downward, and join your hands together, interlace your fingers, and then pull your hands up inside of the elbows, so it's up and underneath the chin. So now you're in a starting position. Now what you're going to do is you're going to place the tip of your tongue in the roof of your mouth, and you're going to breathe in through your nose. And you're going to breathe in slowly, and you're going to breathe into your belly first. And then as your belly fills, I want you then to bring it up underneath your chest. And at the very end of your breath, I want you to bring it all the way up and underneath your chin. You're going to pause for 1 to 2 seconds. You're going to purse your lips tightly, and you're going to breathe out through your mouth. As you breathe out, you want to release your tongue and just simply breathe out. When you get down to the bottom of your breath, you're going to put your tongue back in the roof of your mouth and you're going to breathe back in again. So what you're doing is you're connecting right and left hemispheres of the brain, and with the tongue, you're using Chinese medicine and you're connecting all of the meridians through the governing vessel. And when you put your tongue in the roof of your mouth, that's the connector point. So you're really getting a number of things going on at the same time with this exercise. After that, you're going to do the five rights. So you're going to do that for 1 minute, and then we're going to move on to the five rights. Before I go into the five rights, I just want to cover the cross crawl because These two exercises are so impactful that I've got a story for you in just a moment. But let me go over the cross crawl. So the cross crawl is another way of connecting left and right hemispheres of the brain, but this time you're integrating it into a physical motion, which really helps with balance, coordination, and reflexes. All really great for you to have tuned up so that you're ready for the day. So what you're going to do, again, you can either do this seated, lying down, or you can do it standing. And the idea is this: you have a line in the middle of your body, and you are going to take a breath in, and as you breathe out, you're going to take your elbow to your knee, and you're going to bring your knee up and your elbow down, and you're going to meet, and you're going to try and cross over that line. And then you take a breath in, you come back down and stand back up again. And then you go to the opposite side, and as you start to breathe out, you're going to come down with your elbow and up with your knee, and you're going to cross that midline. And then as you breathe in again, you're going to come back up. Now, the last piece to this is this. As you come down and bring an elbow to a knee, you are looking to the side that the knee is coming up on. So again, your head is also crossing that midline every time that you do this. You're going to do this for 15 repetitions. That's 15 on each side. So it's right, left is one. You can do that for 15 repetitions and then rest. What you want to do is you want to work yourself up to doing 30 repetitions. Now, if you have any sort of back pain or you have any sort of limitations where you can't make that motion, what I want you to do is I want you to simply take, and you're going to take your hand and you're going to cross your hand over and you're going to tap on the knee as you breathe in, and then you're going to stand back up again and you're going to take a breath in, and as you breathe out, you're going to tap the other knee, and again, you're looking at the knee that you're tapping on. Okay, so that's an easier way. You're still getting the benefits, but it's easier for you to do it that way. So those are the two ways. Now, I've got a little story. I'm a whitewater rafting guide, and we just went out for our first run of the season. A friend of mine came out, and we had just run a very, very difficult section of river, and two of our guys flipped their boats. When he showed up that day, he just didn't look right. And I didn't say anything to him. You know, everybody's got their own way of preparing for a dangerous river like this. When I saw him flip, I was like, uh-oh, something's going on. So later on that morning, we had made it through the section. And I said to him, I said, hey, what's going on? He goes, man, I'm just not me. I don't know what the heck's going on. I mean, I would never, ever have done that before. I don't know what happened. I'm mad at myself. And I said, I'll tell you what, there's a bridge coming up. Why don't we go underneath the bridge? So he said, sure, that sounds great. He knows my work. And he was like, sure, anything you can do to help me. So what I did is We pulled off the back end of the group, and we let them go in front of us. We got off of our boats. We sat down on the side of the river, and I took them through the hookup and the cross crawl. And I told them what we were doing, and I said that what it's going to do is it's going to get your physical body and your brain functioning again correctly together. So the information from the brain is going to go to the muscles, and the muscles are going to respond with the same intensity that it was meant from the brain for them to respond to, and you'll be back. So we did the cross crawl, we did the hookup, we rejoined the group, and within about an hour, we were back up onto some really tough rapids. He was back on his game. About an hour later, we were running down river, and we're coming up to like the big crescendo of the run, which is this two-tiered waterfall, and everybody's very nervous about that. So I pulled up next to him, and I said, hey, so how you doing? And he goes, man, that stuff is amazing. I mean, I'm back on my game. I can't explain it, but I mean, everything, my timing is back, my balance is back. I just, thank you. That was fantastic. And I said, that's cool. We ran the double waterfalls and he absolutely nailed it. We got off the river that day and he goes, Robert, man, I gotta thank you. He came up and gave me a hug and he goes, some of the stuff that you do, I don't understand, but man, does it ever work? And it will work for you every single day. This is how I want you to prepare yourself so that when you go into your day, I mean, I think some days for me, it's like going into battle because, you know, I've got a lot of stuff going on. I've got tough clients. I've got some negotiations to do. I've got my own inner battles. And so when I can do that and I've got my mindset, I've got my physical body set, and I'm charged up and ready to go, it really makes things a heck of a lot easier. And that's what I want for you. I want you to start having better and better days, because as I said all along through here, divorce is a process of you creating a new life for yourself while you are finishing off an old life. And now for the real meat of the workout. This is something called the Five Tibetans. There's a very good explanation of it in your PDF file, and I want you to go ahead and read through it. But here's the thing. The Five Tibetans are something that when you start to do them, you have such a surge of vitality that nobody needs to tell you how good they are for you. You'll want to continue to do them. A couple things about doing the Tibetans to start with that I want to go over. Number one, you start off with 7 repetitions of each one of the movements, okay? And only 7. And number 2, pace yourself. Now, if you are injured or you do have some physical limitations, there's a book by Peter Kelder that you can get, not the first book, but the second book. And in it, he has some modifications. My suggestion is try and do the poses the way we have them here, but just don't go to the extreme ranges of motion and work your way into it. As for instance, the downward dog. I have clients who do the downward dog from their knees until they can build up enough strength to do them correctly. I forgot to mention one thing about the 5 rites as well. It physically helps make you stronger. It's good for your balance. It's good for your rhythm. And it's good for your coordination. Finally, to finish the Wake 'Em Up workout, you're going to do an exercise called Super Brain Yoga. Now, when I first heard about this about 3 years ago, I kind of thought it was a little silly. And I looked at the research and, you know, they had one paper on it and some other things that were written about it. And it made sense. But for me, I have to try it. And if I try it and I like it and it has an impact, I add it into my practice. If it doesn't, it goes by the wayside. When I first started doing this, I was actually very surprised at how alert that it made me feel after doing it. Then I started giving it out to some of my more experienced clients, and I had them do it and asked them for their opinion. And I had several women come back to me and said that, you know, during the day, they would do it a couple of times, and it just seemed to give them more vitality. And I had one woman, she works, and then she coaches soccer. And she said that before she would get to soccer practice, before she left the office, she would do a set. And then when she got to practice, she would do another set. And she said she powered her way through a 7 o'clock workout and didn't feel fatigued in the least. I still do this to this day. I will continue to do this regardless of whether there's research or not. Remember, I like things that work, that have a high impact, that are time efficient, and cost effective. This doesn't cost anything, it doesn't take very long, and it has a real big impact. So here we go. First off, there's some Eastern tradition to this, and the first step is face east. I couldn't find a thing scientific that gave any relevance to facing east, but I do have a respect for tradition, and so therefore, if it's possible and you don't mind, go ahead and face east. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take your left hand and you're going to grasp your right earlobe between your thumb and your index finger. And then you're going to take your right arm and you're going to cross over your left arm and you're going to grab the left earlobe. Now, just rest your elbows on your chest or rest your arms on your chest. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take a fairly wide stance and you're going to do a squat. And I want you to make sure that you do the squat correctly. So as you breathe in, you're going to go down, and I want you to go down as if you're searching for a chair with your butt. So you don't go down on your toes. You sort of lean back. I want you to keep your back straight. And I want you to lean back and sort of reach your butt back a little bit, trying to find the chair. You come down, 3/4 is fine. If you're very athletic, you can go all the way down. If you're not very athletic, just go down as far as you can. This is not a squatting exercise. It's a squatting movement, though. You pause at the bottom, you breathe out, and you push yourself back up again. You take a breath in and you go down. You pause. You breathe out as you come back up. you want to perform a total of 15 repetitions. Now, this is not a race, so if you're competitive, you don't get any advantage by going faster. I think of this as conscious movement done slowly, because one of the important parts of all these exercises is the breathing. And that's it for your workout. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the vitality. And again, just like with the Start Your Day on Fire, I want you to make a commitment to yourself for the next 3 weeks to put some vitality in your life, to put some discipline in your life, and to get a routine that you can take into your new life that'll keep you charged up and looking good for a long, long time.